we've started running this initiative since March. Obviously, before that, there was planning about how we would roll it out, but we've actually had it on site since March this year.
And in terms of what it is, then, what exactly is this new packet, and what is it that it does?
It's called naloxone, and it has the ability to reverse the effects of opiates. So in theory, if somebody is to overdose and they have somebody with them, administering this product could hopefully bring them round and avoid somebody dying.
And I guess, how important is it to have this kind of equipment in the city centre, like you say, that could potentially save someone's life?
We feel it's very important. We've already had 3 packs returned to us used, which is in effect possibly 3 lives saved. It's something that is fairly cheap, and if it saves somebody's life, then obviously we feel that's worth it.
Becky, I know that this is something that you go out and you use and stuff like that. Just tell me then about, if you were out, how you would use the pack and the kind of things it allows you to do. Just tell me about, in terms of intervening whilst the ambulance could be on its way.
So whilst we've been handing out these kits to our service users, they have been given a full sort of set of training on how to use the kit. It's really simple, really easy, but the kit does also come with like an instruction leaflet of how to use it. It's really simple. It's a pre-filled syringe, and you have 2 needles with it, and you would just open the syringe, put the needle on, and administer that subcutaneously into somebody that has overdosed. There are 5 doses in the syringe, so you would use it 1 dose at a time, and hopefully that would reverse the effects of the opiate overdose and the person would come round. However, there are 5 doses in that kit, so you could try up to 5 times.
Amazing. And like you said, this is all about intervening as soon as possible, isn't it? Like yourselves being out there, or even those who have the kits at home. In terms of that time between someone calling the ambulance, it really is that step forward, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, potentially we would always ask our service users, even if they have the kit, to ring 999 and call an ambulance immediately. But that person's life could be saved within minutes having that kit on their person, or somebody else having a kit that's around other people using opiates.
And in terms of the kit, I know you've had first-hand experience of going out with the kit. Just tell me, because it's rather remarkable, isn't it, that the success of this kit already. I mean, just tell us about the experience that you've had with that. And I believe you saved someone's life off the back of using this.
Yeah, this was an opiate overdose of a service user. And it was an overdose quite close to our building, so we were asked to intervene. That service user didn't have a kit themselves, but we had them in the office. So I used the kit on that service user whilst an ambulance was on its way, and by the time the ambulance arrived, that service user had come round following me using that kit, so potentially, yeah, saved his life.
Like you say, it's on paper, isn't it, that the kit has the potential to do that, but to see it firsthand and to see the benefits of it, that must have been quite a remarkable moment for yourself to have witnessed that.
Yeah, definitely. I was really nervous about doing it, but like I say, it was really simple, really straightforward. We've all had training. All the service users have also had training. So yeah, once you know what you're doing, it's really easy and really simple and really important.
And seeing the benefits of it, though, firsthand, and seeing that, like you say, that user potentially have his life being saved, to know that the kits have that benefit. I mean, what was that like, to know that it is working and it has that effect to save a life?
Amazing, really, because potentially lots of lives are going to be saved with us rolling out these kits, and hopefully the message is getting out there that these are available. People are actively coming to us and asking for kits. Service users are spreading the word amongst their friends. We're actively having people showing other service users what to do, telling them about the kits, and they are coming in. So it's amazing. It's a really powerful message to get across.
And Lee, in terms of the kit, I know this is something that you're heading up and you're kind of leading on this project. I mean, when it first came to you, and you mentioned that other areas of the country have rolled it out as well, I mean, has there sort of been those similar effects and those similar benefits seen elsewhere as well? I mean, was that one of the reasons why you were keen to roll the programme out here as well?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the evidence bases we used was in Birmingham, where they had it, I think, back end of 2015. And a doctor in charge of the rollout in that city estimates it saved over 200 lives just by rolling the kits out themselves. It's something that we were keen to get in Leeds once Forward Leeds started. And there's other areas of the UK as well where it's really sort of shown an effect, and internationally as well. So it's a really evidence-based approach.
And in terms of leads, I guess, what are the hopes then in terms of the kits? And are you hoping for similar effects like those seen in Birmingham as well, where that many lives could be saved as a result of this?
Absolutely. I mean, the kits are there as an emergency. We obviously want to avoid people overdose in the first place, but the nature of our service users, unfortunately, it can happen. But absolutely, we already seen the kits being used. So, in fact, 3 lives possibly saved already in Leeds. But say it is an emergency, and like Becky said, we really want to reinforce the message of calling 999 if somebody overdoses. The kits are just an added sort of security for our service users.
There's no doubt that the security is there in this as well. So in terms of having these kits as an option for any users who do overdose, I mean, in terms of a step forward in that, it must be a huge one, I guess, in terms of that life-saving element of it as well.
Absolutely. Opiate addiction is a very sort of risky condition for somebody to face. It's difficult to treat, and it just gives us an added sort of, like Becky said, a stability to help people. It manages risk for us when people are very chaotic. And it is just an extra thing for us to be able to hand out. Say cost benefits, it's quite a cheap solution as well. So it's benefits all round, and there's no sort of real downsides to naloxone. It's very safe. If it's administered to somebody who doesn't need it, there's no sort of undue effects. So it's a very safe treatment as well.
And I guess in terms of the programme and its use in the city as well, and in terms of going forward with it, I mean, the kits, you've already seen, like you say, 3 returned, potentially 3 lives saved, and those numbers could set to go up as well as, you know, more and more people hear of this, hopefully.
Yeah, so unfortunately, overdoses happen with opiates, and I would imagine that we will see more of the kits being used. As Becky said, we've seen people come to the hubs to actively seek out the kits, which is brilliant. We've got the message out there. And we will keep distributing the kits to the city as they're needed.
Like you say, the fact that people are already coming to them, I guess one of the key things behind this is the awareness element of this as well, and getting people talking about the issue as well is going to have huge benefits too.
Absolutely. We try to get the message across all sort of platforms to the public, to our service users. We have a marketing team within Forward Leeds, which is brilliant at getting the message out. And that's really important, because harm minimisation is a big part of what we do. And this is a core part of harm minimisation. If we can prevent people going into undue risk, then that's something that we obviously focus on.
I guess, like you say, Forward Leeds and the work that they do, this is just strengthening that, isn't it, in terms of the work that they do to help people in the city in that respect?
Absolutely. We work with partners such as the police, health commissioners to minimise risk. And this is a huge step forward for the city. It's really, really good.
Becky, in terms of the user that you helped, have you spoken with them afterwards? Have they spoken to you about sort of any word on what it was like to receive that and to be saved, to have their life saved as a result of your actions on that day?
I mean, yeah, he was really grateful for what had happened and really thankful, really, because potentially things could have been really, really different. I mean, he was with other service users that did come and sort of ask for help. Potentially, if he had have been on his own, things could have been really, really different. He was really thankful, which is great. And I think the other service users that were present saw what had happened, saw how easy the kit was to use, saw how simple it was, and then went on to ask for kits themselves. So, yeah.
What's the response been like from people in the city? I know you mentioned that you've had people come to you know, your offices asking for these kits, but has it been generally a positive response that, you know, a new initiative like this, and that's, you know, an innovative one as well, has been rolled out in the city?
Most definitely, yes. All the sort of feedback and questions that we've had about the kit are really positive. People asking for information, actively wanting to learn about the kits, get knowledge about the kits, how to use them, what they need to do with them afterwards. People are really, really taking it on board, which is really great to see.
And Lee, in terms of the first few months in Leeds, will you be collating evidence as well to pass on to other cities like Birmingham did for yourselves, in terms of allowing other cities to see how this can work? And because I guess in terms of Leeds and Birmingham, two completely different cities, different sizes, it'd be great to see the differences in how cities can adapt to the kits.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Leeds is a huge city now, so there's a big focus on Leeds and the treatment that we offer within Forward Leeds is innovative, and people are watching what we do. There is evidence base that's been collated with our commissioners, and this is in a review staged process where we meet with them, review outcomes, how effective it's been, and also adapt if we need to move forward and change things, then we can do that. So it's quite a fluid response.